Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I mean, this is a solid guy.
They're longtime friends.
Let me tell you something real quick about Dibs that I'm sure not everybody knows.
And first-time partners.
Hang in there, big guy. There'll be brighter days ahead.
Now these two homegrown Bay Area boys finally come together to take over sports talk.
Get the hell off of my doorstep.
Major League Baseball, you stink.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right, as mentioned, there's a whole lot going on. So we're going to be all over it in so many directions. Rhett Lewis, NFL Network in 15 minutes. Brian Baldinger. Baldy is coming on at the top of the hour. Jesse Sapolu, and we're going to see if we can get Doc Krisnowinski, who, by the way, I found out last night, apparently went to med school with Dr. Nirav Pandya.
So great.
And so Pandya last night was also on Twitter saying, look, this guy is, he's one of the absolute best. There are concussion experts all over the place. We know this is not the most fun subject, but I mean, come on. We are like, I'm my chin is on the floor right now. Like,
mine's not.
I know where you're coming from,
I'm not surprised that the NFL doesn't care about people. You're upset.
But, like, what?
I'm upset.
What are we doing? Do we do this till someone dies?
Yes.
Because, by the way, based on what we're hearing, that very well could have been the scenario last night. Like, all it would have taken was a little bit of swelling in the brainstem, second concussive blow in 4 days. This guy could have died. He absolutely could have died. So this is crazy because yesterday you and I had this conversation about Aaron Judge and Roger Maris Jr.
Right.
And how in 2022 we have decided in the United States of America that we can just sort of ignore the idea of facts. We don't need to deal with facts. We can spin it the way that we want. We can watch the news network that we want. I want to know, how long are the Dolphins going to go with this back injury thing? How long are we doing this? Because it would be akin to, I don't know, what do you consider yourself a real expert in? Like, just anything.
Joking around.
Yeah.
There are very few people funnier than me on the planet.
I mean, what if somebody is literally going to come to you and tell you when you're doing a stand-up comedy routine and be like, let me explain to you what you actually mean by that. This is a very serious situation. Maybe that's not the best comp, but my point is we've got a line of the foremost concussion experts in the world.
Right, right.
And the Dolphins are going to continue to try to tell us this is a back injury?
Yes.
It's ludicrous,
but to go back to yesterday and to go back to what you just were talking about, we're in a world now where facts are no longer accepted as being factual because we watched the game last weekend against Buffalo. Tua goes down and he takes a hard hit. And okay, it's football. It's a hard hit. He gets up and he jogs about 5 yards forward and then he almost falls over because the wave of concussion actually hits. Because when you get a concussion, a lot of times, Mark, it doesn't hit you right away to where you're knocked out. You're knocked out cold. Tua, clearly, he got a blow to the head. He got up and he felt okay for the first 4 or 5 steps. And then that impact of the head trauma hit him. The blood rushed in, and he almost
wobbled.
Fainted.
Yeah,
he wobbled. It was more than just a little wobble.
His legs totally buckled. He went sideways.
He darn near collapsed.
Yeah.
So we all saw what we saw And then this week where he gets another blow to the head. And by the way, that play in football where your head whiplashes down to the turf, we know that historically that that is a concussion. So a concussion following another concussion 4 days earlier, we also know how severe that is. Yet, in this world where we live, facts are no longer facts. And so Miami can spin it as a back injury last week. And now Mike McDaniel can say, well, you know, good thing it was only just a concussion. And you know what, Mark? If they continue to toe that line and he goes through the 5-day protocol, Tua could be able to play next Sunday.
Oh, that's gross. I mean, no, and by the way,
think about it in terms of the way they're spinning it.
I know a lot of you are waking up going, like, can we take a step back? How is he? And I will say this, like, we're not going to, because of the nature of this, we're not going to get all of the details of this. They're not going to share with us. By the way, spoiler alert, they're not already. They weren't being honest with us last week. But we can say this. He was released from the hospital last night. He did fly home with the team. They have put out the statement that he is resting comfortably. So the good news for me, because I'm not going to believe anything the NFL or the Dolphins say, but the good news for me is he was discharged from a hospital. So that's good, because these concussion experts are talking about how this could have gone last night. And if it was one of those really, really bad scenarios, I don't think they're going to let him out of the hospital. So that's great. The news with Tua, I don't know about football. I don't know where this is going to go for week 5 or week 8 or even, quite frankly, his career. I have no idea where that's going to go. And we may never get straight answers on that, but I feel confident right now that, like, the really, really dangerous stuff that could have happened last night is not going to happen. So that's good. But as soon as you get through that, you get back to the way that the Dolphins and the NFL have handled this. And I guess it becomes the bigger question. We have watched this repeatedly, and it doesn't matter the subject, okay? It can go from Deshaun Watson to Tua to whatever NFL scandal you want to talk about, and we know how it ends. Whatever, whatever, whatever. Rub some dirt on it. Cover it up. Make it go away. Get our remote control. Get back to the game on Sunday. And I'm not saying that'll be any different. We're 48 hours away from all sitting down for the Red Zone channel, and we'll do it again this weekend. But what will it take? What is that thing? Because there is going to be something, and I don't know if this is the one, right? But there are lawsuit possibilities all the time when it comes to stuff like this. What is that thing that is going to finally lead the NFL to potentially have a heart?
I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh because it's a serious topic.
But I know you have every right to laugh.
So let's just say that a player dies, and nobody wants to see a player die, but let's just say a player dies on the field. That is not going to bring about change. What it's going to bring about is 1 week of every team in their home game. We'd like to take a moment of silence to remember player XYZ who died on the field. It was terrible. It was tragic. Goodell will come out. The NFLPA reps will come out. Everyone will come out. And then the news cycle will go around. And like you said, da, 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 da. Once we get back to another week of NFL football, we'll forget about everything that's happened before us. We forget about Greg Hardy. We forget about Ray Carruth. We forget about Ray Lewis, who, by the way, is a Hall of Famer, who may or may not have been complicit in a double homicide. We forget all these things. We all joke around about O.J. Simpson and his clever little Twitter feed, a guy who was probably a double murderer. Yet now it's
probably,
hey, Twitter world, and oh, OJ's fantasy.
Yeah,
we all forget everything, Mark. So you're right about the disgusting optics of what we saw. But come next week when Tua's back on the field.
Oh, geez. I don't think that'll happen, actually. I don't think he'll play next week.
It could happen. If this is his first concussion, according to them.
Come on.
If this is his first concussion, according to Miami and according to the NFL, and he can clear his concussion protocol in 5 days, he can play again.
I don't disagree with anything you're saying. The power they hold is the love that we have. So that is hard, because we should not be asked to suddenly, unlike what we like.
Right.
We should not be asked.
Because well, we to can't change. Unlike what we like. Cannot unlike the NFL.
And so
we
that's
can't.
The power they have. The power they have is that we can do whatever we want. We can continue to do the decision that makes us the most money every single time. And we know you'll be there. And so if you're there, why should we change? So maybe it's not even when is the NFL going to have a heart, Dibs? Maybe it's this. Because if you are always making the decision that makes you the most money, I actually think you're riding that line right now, too. Because if this guy's career were to end, or if something even worse were to happen last night, as Andrew Brandt always says on Twitter, there will be lawyers. And the financial situation for the NFL may actually get bad if they continue to turn a blind eye to this, because someone could actually take them for millions upon millions of dollars. If you continue to run people out like this and go, yeah, back injury. Okay.
But at the same time, Tua has some role in this on his own, in that he, if he is concussed and he's really not fit to play, he can say, hey, I'm not fit to play. Now, I'm not putting this on him in any way, shape, or form.
I know you're not. And that's so tough.
In terms of the lawsuit and all the rest of it, you know, ultimately, an independent NFL concussion expert cleared him and said he doesn't have a concussion. And well, now this time he has a concussion. And so, you know, football's a dangerous game and all the rest of it. The only way this ever gets impacted is if fans flat out say, I'm not watching this anymore because of what you do to these players. Yeah. And none of us is going to give up our fantasy league, our survivor pool, our pick'em pool, our Sunday ritual, our tailgates. There's so much of this that is ingrained in our world. Oh. We all wait for week one in the NFL season. We love baseball. Baseball is fine. Baseball is like an old pair of socks. The NBA, nobody loves the NBA more than we do. Our Warriors are champions. But the NFL is about 5 notches above all the rest of it.
We went to the Giants game last night. We still had the football game on my phone, sitting up against the chair in front of us.
An out-of-market Thursday night game.
I had the under, but I mean, you know, Dolphins and Bengals, you're exactly right.
And I gave you the Cincinnati lock of the Mr. Thursday night wins again.
With you, yeah. I went with you, and yes, you're absolutely right. And so here's the thing, because a few people on the YouTube chat have just said the same thing, which is, where's Tua's responsibility in this? Look, that's really tough for a couple of reasons. Doctors are there many times to save us from ourselves. When you go get your physical, your doctor says, hey, here's what's going on inside your body that you don't even know, and here's what you need to protect yourself against. I've never had a concussion, knock on wood, thank goodness, but my understanding is you might have a concussion and not even know it. You might feel fine for certain periods of time. Plus, the culture of football calls for you, the player, to be tough, rub some dirt on it, and get out there. Every player wants to play. Justin Herbert, broken cartilage. I want to play. Fine, we'll shoot you up, get you on out there. A doctor's job is to help people protect themselves from themselves. So I'm not putting this on Tua.
Not an NFL doctor.
Yeah.
His job is to patch him up and get him out there. That's your job as an NFL doctor.
888-957-9570.
Man.
Let's get your calls on this. We'll get to Lip Read Gate. We'll get to Steve Young's comments on the Garoppolo-Lance situation. Baldy is coming up in a half hour. We got Sharks tickets in 1 hour. Comcast Business text line. Good morning, Twitch and YouTube. Rhett Lewis, NFL Network. What happens next for the league? We'll get to that coming up next. Good morning and happy Friday. It's Willard and Dibs.
Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right, so much going on as expected on a Friday as we head into an NFL weekend, but now we do it with a little bit of that that ick feeling because of what happened with Tua last night. More on that in just a second, but Kyle Shanahan did address totally against his will. Remember we talked yesterday, yeah. We just come up in the presser, and I'm like, for sure.
Late.
It did, so he had to address it, clearly didn't want to address it, but then the way he addressed it got everybody going. It was an error on Shanahan for sure.
E-Shan.
Even if you want to take his side here, and we'll explain that, plus Steve Young had a lot to say on the situation that is very, very relevant and interesting. So we're going to get to all of that. Good morning. It's Willard and Dibs. Sharks tickets next hour. Baldy at the top of the hour. Rhett Lewis, NFL Network, right now. Been a minute since we've been able to have Rhett on the show. So great to have you, my man. How are you?
Doing quite well. Thank you very much. I'm actually just getting ready to head to Lincoln, Nebraska. I get to call I get to do part of the radio broadcast for my alma mater, Indiana University football, playing at Nebraska this week.
So, okay.
Excited about that. And and then back to LA Sunday for Football Sunday, baby.
And no doubt what one of the things that you'll be talking about, which is very, very unfortunate, but I mean, what is your take on this right now? We all know what the fan snap thought is. The NFL's in a controversial situation, but the NFL just sort of says, look, we're going to do what we're going to do, and we know that you're going to be here on Sunday to watch football. But this really grabbed the Adam's apple of so many. So where does the league go over the next week on this tour situation, Rhett?
Well, look, I am not a neurologist, and I would venture a guess that most of the people commenting on this are also not neurologists or neurotrauma consultants, and therefore we are not experts, and we are in no place to really say whether or not someone has a head injury. We can look at it and say, man, that looks bad. I hope everything's all right and all that sort of thing, which is kind of the collective, which is not what's going on right now. Now, look, let's understand this. I think we're all human and we all see what happened and we're like, holy smokes, that looks awful, right? That looks terrible, especially considering what we all saw on Sunday, right? And so without getting into the specifics of what, you know, the investigation said, what he was diagnosed with, what he wasn't diagnosed with, and all of that, here are a couple of things that I know. And I come at this from a little bit of a different perspective because my dad was in sports medicine, was a head athletic trainer in the NFL for 40 years. Now, we know more now about concussions than we ever have, and that information and that understanding only continues to grow. Number two, and I can say this from, you know, my perspective being around my dad and understanding a lot of his other colleagues with the 30 plus NFL teams, there's not a head athletic trainer and a team doctor at a NFL facility that would knowingly say, well, guys, look, Tua's got a bad concussion, but we should probably just throw him out there anyway. Like, that doesn't happen, regardless of what people want to understand. The second part of it is everyone reacts to head injuries differently. And, you know, there is no way for us to say, all right, Tua had a head injury, but 13 days later, and everyone else who suffers a head injury, 13 days later, they'll be able to play on the 14th day. Or 6 days later, there's just everyone reacts to them differently. Everyone suffers them differently. It's hard just to lump everything in together and say, he shouldn't have been playing, we know best. I think the thing, you know, because the thing that obviously is hard to deal with is, you know, the visual aspect of what we all saw. You know, none of us were in the locker room, we weren't in the training room, we weren't in the doctor's offices, we don't know what they talked about, what they said. I would like to give medical staffs generally the benefit of the doubt, right? And especially doctors whose Hippocratic oath is to do no harm. That part of it, you know, I look at it and I'm like, I'm not gonna judge, you know, the diagnosis without being an expert myself. Other than to say it's possible Tua didn't react to the concussion or didn't react to whatever happened to him until days later, until, you know, a couple hours before kickoff last night. Like, you know, we don't know everything that happened other than to say maybe there's ways we can tweak the protocol moving forward to better understand what's going on with the player, to better evaluate, you know, more and more extensively. I mean, there are layers and layers and layers of this evaluation process, you know, each week for each player anyway. I guess that's probably the only thing that I can say. Like, let's continue to look at ways to improve, you know, the evaluation and the understanding of the protocol. I don't know what else can be done.
And that's well said, and I appreciate your perspective with what your dad did for a living, because he was cleared by an independent neurologist. But isn't a part of the protocol having a clear and obvious concussion symptom, which it appears Tua had on the field on Sunday, where he couldn't really walk back to the line of scrimmage? Yeah.
Well, it appears is the right word to use,
right?
Because we don't know, and unless Tua truthfully and honestly says, guys, I was feeling a little fuzzy, and I probably, you know, we probably should have reevaluated this thing. I mean, like, I know that I have, in my old age, right, I'm 39 years old.
Poor 39, man. You may want to craft a will at 39, Red.
Yeah, you know, you're right. But, like, I get out of bed and I wobble a little bit. I'm not saying that's what happens.
Just wait.
I'm just saying there are other reasons why you might stumble a little bit. And I'm not trying, look, I know this probably sounds like I'm trying to make excuses for the team. I have no allegiance to the Dolphins. I have no allegiance to what they ended up doing or what they will do moving forward. I'm just saying, like, we need to take, like, a 360-degree view of this thing, you know, moving forward. And I do understand the idea of the clear and obvious. All I can say is, like, what did Tua say? What did the doctors see? What did they all talk about together? Until we really know that, like, I don't know that we're going to be able to make a sound judgment on this thing.
Red Lewis, NFL Network, with us on Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. We're heading in to week 4, one game in. Obviously, the situation we're talking about. But, Red, you know, somewhere in here was also just the fact that one of the two remaining unbeaten teams lost last night. We are one game into week 4, and we've got one undefeated team. The NFL always has parity. Is it at an even higher level this year, do you think?
Without question. I mean, like, without question. And they're like, well, we only have two winless teams, right? So, you know, both sides of it, I think we're seeing, I think this is going to make for a phenomenal year. I think, you know, like, at the midway point, you know, when we all do our, all right, let's reevaluate our Super Bowl picks and our playoff picks, like, you might have 8 new teams, you know, that you're considering, 7 new teams in each conference that you're considering. So that's really cool. I love that about this league. And I love that there's not, like, this overwhelming juggernaut, right? There's not, like, an Alabama or a Georgia of the NFL right now where you're like, oh, nobody's beating this team, you know, until the last game of the season, if then, right? That's the best part about this. And so I hope there is some opportunity to see some new teams in the postseason and to see some, you know, some players and some teams that have had some negative narratives about themselves kind of work their way out of that and give themselves an opportunity, you know, to be in this thing come week 15, 16, 17, 18.
Speaking of negative narratives, the 49ers at 1-2 with a quarterback who was supposed to be the next big thing gets hurt on a run play, and now a quarterback that was fired comes back. You're 1-2, hosting the Rams. What's your bigger picture view of this negative Nancy narrative team that we have here, the 49ers?
Oh, boy.
Well said.
Yeah.
That's our show in a nutshell right there, Rhett.
Right, there it is. You know, it's like I'm a little, you know, like I imagine it's frustrating, right? You know, I imagine it's frustrating for Kyle too, and for John Lynch, and for everybody who's kind of put their fingerprints on this whole club to be like, well, we prepared for this whole scenario, and well, now we got to kind of go back to kind of piecing things together the way we did in 2019, which got us into the Super Bowl, and you know, one deep ball away from maybe winning that thing. And then, you know, the last couple of years, dealing with injuries and then still finding a way to be competitive late in the year. I still think this team can be a playoff team. There's just too much talent. Now, the Trent Williams thing is going to hurt. Like, how long is he going to be out? Like, how long is that going to nag him? You know, once he does try to get back onto the field, like, that worries me a little bit. But I think there's enough good players, particularly up front on defense, to remain competitive. And like, look at the NFC West though. Like, who's the Rams?
Yeah.
while, you know, the Rams, while they got blown out, you know, against Buffalo, they've come back and they've won a couple here, but not like overwhelmingly, right? The Seahawks are not, certainly not a juggernaut. And the Cardinals, like, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me, I guess, if, you know, they go 5-12 or if they go 12-5. Like, they could, that team, it just feels so weirdly either way. I don't know what to expect from them. So, like, say the 49ers are going to be in this thing, like, till the end, almost no matter what, right? Unless, you know, they get another, like, awful rash of injuries. So, while it's frustrating now, it's like, look at the rest of the division, man. You're going to be in play for this thing.
Rhett,
it's the NFC East for the last 5 years.
Yeah, no, everybody's freaking out, but they're in first place if they win on Monday night. So, like, I mean, they, you know, that's where we're at. Rhett, just awesome to have you, man. Thank you so much for hopping on.
My pleasure, guys. Anytime.
Okay, there it goes. Rhett Lewis, NFL Network, getting us ready for the weekend, but then obviously the conversation turning to the Tua stuff as well. And look, I get it. Like, we're going to get a lot of stuff like what you kind of heard Rhett say there because, yeah, we're supposedly not experts. And therefore, everybody is going to, not everybody, but a lot of people are going to toe the line because they don't want to say something that is out of their place. Let me add this to the conversation, though. Yeah, I'm not an expert. Dibs, you're not an expert.
You watch your mouth.
There are a ton of people who are, and I'm listening to them, and they're all telling you the same thing. People who have been trained to do this for their entire lives are telling you that was not a back injury last week. So I have no idea what was going on underneath the tunnel there at the Dolphins game last week.
Yeah, you're fine.
But
that's what went on.
And I believe Rhett when he says, I have a hard time believing that these independent neurologists are what? Are they being paid by the Dolphins? Like, are they're going to put their medical license on hold so that the Dolphins have a shot to rally against the Bills? That sounds ridiculous too. But in the end, all we can do is go with what our eyes gave us. And we can't see what's happening underneath the tunnel.
Right.
We can see on the field and we know what we know. And I'm going with what the experts tell me. And they tell me that is an absolute black letter Sharpie concussion.
Well, concussions present themselves in many different ways. And I'll share with you a story of when I was a high school basketball coach. Must have been 1996. I was coaching JV girls at Santa Fe High. We were playing at Drake. And one of my players went and chased after an out-of-bounds ball, saved it, threw it behind her, took two more steps, and went headfirst into the wall.
Oof.
And there was no padding, or maybe there was a thin pad. I can't really remember right now. And she didn't go down. She just kind of, ow, my head.
Yep.
Took her out of the game and, you know, hey, are you okay? Oh, I'm fine. You know, sophomore, a little embarrassed by the fact that she had bumped her head and the rest of it. And I ended up putting her back in the game. She was fine. She was not presenting any symptoms and all the rest of it. Game's over. We lose, as we were wont to do. Coaching errors, no doubt. And about 3 hours later, I get a call from her mom. And she said, yeah, we had to take so-and-so to the hospital because she started throwing up.
Started vomiting.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, my God. And this is, you know, 25, 30 years ago. I was, you know, young in my coaching career. I didn't have the training. I didn't know what we know now about concussions.
Right.
But what that reminded me of in today's day and age is that concussions present in many different ways. And, you know, Tua, we see him buckle. We see him unable to walk. And yet, by the time he gets back in the locker room, I do believe what Rhett Lewis is saying, that the independent neurologist probably checked him and was like, you're okay. And if Tua's like, yeah, it was my back, you know, my back hurt. And maybe that's what we don't know what happened in the tunnel, but we do know that concussions present in many different ways. So in that moment, maybe he was able to pass the concussion protocol, which makes me think we need a new protocol.
Well, right. Again, there's no way for us to know what happened down below. But I would think all an independent neurologist would need was the video from the field, too. Like, Tua can go pass that test all he wants. If you watch what happened on that field, that's not a back injury. There's a line of concussion experts saying it. And again, if you're not familiar with the way the league rule works, here's what's relevant today, okay? Here's the league rule. And this is why they're going to scream back injury, back injury, back injury. There's two rules that essentially have wildly been broken if that was a concussion. And that's why the Dolphins won't admit to it. Rule number one, this whole, oh, you got to go back and get cleared by an independent neurologist. If you show visual signs of concussion on the field, you are not allowed back in the game no matter what. For the reason you just stated, Dibs, because you can go back there and it's an inexact science
right.
to start talking to someone and look at their eyes and how's your head feel? Inexact science. If there are visual signs of concussion, you are not allowed back in the game. That's why so many people were aghast when he comes back out on the field last week. Second one, if it is deemed to be a concussion, the minimum length of time for you to pass the protocol procedure is 5 days. And he played on a Sunday and again on a Thursday. Are y'all good at math? Because that's four. It's not five. So if that was a concussion.
It's actually three, by the way, because Thursday would have been day four.
Days off,
which
right.
he would have had to clear day four. So he only cleared Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
4 days in terms of hours from Sunday afternoon to Thursday afternoon.
But in terms of the protocol, you'd have to clear Thursday.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Then clear Friday and then be able to play Saturday.
So the Dolphins and the NFL are now in a spot where if in any way that original injury on Sunday is a concussion, two huge rules have been snapped and dismissed completely. And that's why this is such a sensitive situation today.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to go to the phones real quick. Baldy in 10 minutes. Want you to hear from Steve Young as well, Rich Eisen show, talking about Jimmy Garoppolo, Trey Lance, and the word resentment. So we're going to get to that in just a second. But let's go to Jeff in San Ramon. Jeff, thank you for calling us. You're on with Willie and Dibby. What are you doing, Jeff?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I was calling. First of all, I want to say something to Dan, which I thought I used to kind of like disagree with him a lot, but I have a whole different respect for him after he's talked about peanut butter and mayonnaise sandwiches. Anybody that can eat that and his 49er prediction. So anyway, I just want to say that. But what I was calling about was
I had the opposite reaction to that. But anyway, go ahead, Jeff.
What I was calling about was after the guy got on that his dad was a head trainer for 30 years and talking about how they're thinking about the player and their health and all that. And I'm not trying to make a judgment on whether it was a concussion or not. Like he said, that I agree with him that people, they're the experts, let them call it. But I'm just going to give you a scenario where my son was a pro baseball player, and he actually went to the trainer and the medical team when he was having blackouts in the batter's box. He called me and told me what was going on from some medication that he was taking that was approved by Major League Baseball. So it was supposed to be confidential. We went to the medical staff. They promptly went to the manager and the general manager, which called him in the office the next morning and just reamed him that he was a distraction to the team and that he needed his act together. And basically, they sent him down to the minor leagues, which he was the first guy in all of Major League Baseball that was on the Major League roster to be sent down. Okay, and then basically gave him one at bat, released him, and got rid of him. So, as far as them talking about the player's health, it's been a totally different scenario for us.
Well, right. Jeff, thanks. I appreciate it. I mean, listen, I think this, Dibs, was kind of your point. I would bet either each of us or someone we know or some experience we've had, even if you're just a Giants fan and you watch the Mack Williamson scenario play out.
Right.
You've watched the way
Mike
this.
Bessini, yeah.
There's no rule. There's no rule. Like, sometimes it takes an hour. Sometimes it takes a day. Sometimes there's barely anything at all for a while. Like, that's why this thing has to be handled with such care. And what's wild here is, because sometimes with concussions you just can't tell, boy, you really got to pay attention to the ones where you can.
Right.
And that's what this feels like. It's like we could see it. We could see it.
I don't need to be a professionally trained neurologist to know that he gets up and then he basically all but falls over because of the head trauma that he sustained. And we've all had back issues. If your back is injured, you don't get up. You don't get up and then it spasms 5 steps later and then you bobble. If you get up and it spasms, you go down.
Right.
You don't bobble
right.
Like that. That was a classic concussion bobble in any league.
All right, Baldy is 7 minutes away. Before we get to him, because this is one of the things we'll talk to him about, taking a listen to this here. Rich Eisen show yesterday. Steve Young on Garoppolo, Lance, and again, are we looking at a different Garoppolo this year, at least emotionally?
In an oddity, there's no question, and no one would have thought it, not Jimmy, not Kyle or John Lynch, the general manager, thought that there was a chance that Jimmy would not find a home and that and a value for the 49ers and for Jimmy. It just didn't happen. And so they ended up back with each other. And now you saw last week, there's this edge of resentment that's been built, or like naturally, right? You've been rejected and you don't want to take that in. So I'm slightly concerned about going forward with the relationship with Jimmy and with Kyle and John. It's just, can we, despite all the things that have happened, can we still keep, you know, a profitable relationship? It could be tense. Just make sure that it's creatively tense, right? Not toxically tense. And I think that'll be a fine line throughout the year, depending on how things go, because there's certainly a lot of broken glass between everybody. And like any big time, highly sought after job in the world, you got to be able to have thick skin, and you got to be able to, you know, move beyond, you know, the rigor of the moment. So we hope that everyone at the 49ers can do that, especially around those three guys, because if they can't find a profitable way forward, then where are we? You know, and then it gets really kind of tougher.
An air of resentment. Do you feel that? Do we feel that? What's Baldy think about that? We're going to get into all of that next. Your phone calls certainly welcome. 888-957-9570. It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.